Is starting.
Oh, yeah.
Like to welcome everybody to today's Chime In call. This is the 1st of July. You're in the Western Hemisphere. It'll be the 2nd somewhere else. But like to invite everybody to turn within for a moment.
And just Australia?
Australia? Somewhere else? Anywhere else? Take a deep breath. And if you can hear me, I hope you can hear me. Did I freeze? Am I frozen? Somebody tell me if you can still hear me. Nancy?
Yeah?
Can you still hear me? Did I freeze?
I'm okay. I think you're frozen, but everybody else is moving, right? Frozen?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep going. Tell me, just stop me if you can't hear me. So I'm just going to invite you to keep taking some deep breaths, and as you do, let everything go. Let everything go. All of any stress, any worry, any of the to-dos, any of the work, any of it. Just let it go so you can have a precious moment right now. Big deep breath, connecting you with the sunlight of the spirit, your own personal access to that which is higher and wiser, and all the love of the universe. Know that you're right in the center of all the beauty, wisdom, guidance, genius, abundance that you could possibly need or want. It's right where you are. So we just allow ourselves to get grounded, allow ourselves to become of one mind, and allow ourselves to open the trunk. Getting out of the car of your mind, stepping into the wide open space, and let yourself just be at one. And connect in this moment with a quality that you want to bring into our call today or tonight or wherever you are. Connect with a quality of being that feels important to you, like centeredness, calm, confidence, peace, beauty. And once you feel like you've connected with that, just imagine that you are the center and the circumference of that quality. And that it's all around you, and it's not just something that you wish to have, but it's something that you are and that you're bringing to this call today. And so in a moment, know that you're a hero on a hero's journey. You've crossed a threshold. You're in the special world. You're connecting with the tests and the allies and sometimes those things that Joseph Campbell would call the enemies, those things that test you, those things that are difficult and challenging. But know that everything that happens on your hero's journey is meant to bring you deeper into your strength, into your power, into the hero that you truly are. So connecting one more time with that quality of being. And take a big deep breath and come out and into this call, and let's share from a place of connectedness what that quality is that you want to share. So who would like to go first? Welcome to our call. I'm going to call on Krishnam since you're right up in front. Can you hear me, Krishnam?
Okay. Yeah, do you... One minute. I'm just gonna...
In this country, they're treated like forest
animals. I just hear a noise in my computer. So are you playing something on your side?
Yeah.
Like slight.
I think it's your computer. I think you need to shut a screen down or something.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Can you just repeat the question again?
We're just talking about what quality we want to bring.
So. Yeah, sorry. I was just so distracted about the noise on my computer.
So you can go last. Nancy, you go first.
I'll go first. I'm going to bring clarity.
Nice. Thank you. Awesome. I want to bring groundedness, rootedness. And I look at Janila as I say that because I'm thinking of roots on trees and plants and the stuff that you can't see that's underground that is essential.
I'm thinking of flowers, and then the flower of holistic ecology.
Ooh. Mm.
All right. Great. Priyanka, are you awake?
I am awake. What I'm going to bring is insightfulness.
Mm. Ah, yes, you will. You always do. Krishna, what are you bringing now?
I'm going to bring focus. And listening.
Nancy, what about, you already brought yours. Okay.
Yeah, we have brought our stuff. Okay, we're moving right along.
Okay, Nancy, we have an agenda for this call. Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm gonna keep this in my ear. I was trying to share the mic with Dana, but it was a little bit not working.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to new business now, and we wanted to talk about what we sent you in the mail, and it's kind of funny because really we're just talking to Janila because Krishnam and Priyanka had something to do with what we sent you, which was the contracts, the questionnaire, and all that stuff, but we want to tell you what we're developing as a new sort of method within Chime In. Kelly?
I think we're really just wanting to create a tighter structure, a tighter flow so that we can be more effective with our time. And in some ways, I like the do less, accomplish more idea so that we're not spinning our wheels, making sure that the time that we spend is really worthwhile, making sure that we're communicating with everybody in the best way. And Janila, I want to acknowledge you. I mean, you, Krishna, and Priyanka, everybody who's on this call has been very good at being in touch and staying on top of the calls. And ideally, we'd like everybody to be more responsive, and we want to figure out our best way to be able to communicate with people to get the maximum response without having to push anybody. Hold on.
And Janila, while she's pausing, if you have Nicholas's phone and could text him and say on the call, because he's responded, he was going to be on the call. Maybe he just forgot.
So we want to, and part of in the contract, it said, you know, you can miss 3 calls and still maintain your status as a youth ambassador. So we're going to begin reinforcing that enforcing that. So we want to know that we're communicating with you in the best way. So Janila, while we've got you, is email working the best? Is that good? You seem to be doing really good with that as opposed to Facebook Messenger or text. Yeah. Okay, cool. Krishnam, what about you?
I mean, anything works. Email. I think if you push that some kind of messaging group for all the people together, it would create cohesiveness as a community. I think that would help. But emails is so works for me too.
Okay, so I think most people are good with email, but I think we also need some additional messaging thing that works for people. So we're trying to figure out what that is. Everybody on this call obviously responds to emails because that's all that was sent out and you're here. But we're, for the people that will listen to this later, we really want to make sure that we have your ideal way to communicate. And let's see, what else on that? No, we want to have an individual call with everyone. So Krishnam and Priyanka, we want to set up a time with you and Janila. Also with you, we just, Nancy and I just had a great call with you, and we're so excited about the project you're doing. You're well on your way, actually. We want to make sure that everybody's got their marching orders clear, that they know what their project is, that they know what video they need to work on. And
that they can tell us what measurable steps that they're taking and what they would like out of a mentor, what they hope to gain from us, and what it all, you know, where they are in their program. And then we would give them directives as to, okay, now give us a video, or now give us a, you know, a paragraph or whatever. And that's what these calls will entail.
Exactly. Nancy, would you be willing to take a moment and give everybody, just so hopefully people will listen to this that are not on this call, what a little bit of the overview of what what we want to cover on the individual calls.
Okay, I sort of did just mention that, but I'll repeat it so people understand. So what we want to do, and if you're listening to this later or watching this later, this is what we're talking about. We're going to give you each an individual call. So you're not talking in front of the whole group, just to Kelly and myself. And you're going to tell us what your project is, and then tell us the measurable steps that you want to take or that you feel need to be taken in order to complete your project. You're going to let us know what you need out of us, what you would like out of your mentor, and then we would love to hear, obviously, if we haven't talked to you today, we want to hear what your best way to contact us is and all of that good stuff. And then we will talk to our next step is to then call the mentors and pair you up. And we want to pair you up with somebody who speaks to what your needs are. So if you're the hands-on, I need somebody every step of the way, we want to make sure you find the mentor that has that kind of time and that has that good specialty that works with you. And if you're a person who maybe, you know, doesn't like so much of the hands-on, we'll give you a different mentor. So we're going to pair you up accordingly. I think as far as the phone calls, that's what we're doing so far. And then at the end of the call, we will give you directives. Like we'll say, okay, next do your video, or next we want to see you write something about it, but we'll let you know where we're coming from. And that would be the individual calls.
Okay, awesome. Priyanka, is there anything that you want to throw in here? Because you've been a really helpful part of us talking about the new business and what you're wanting to see and wanting to help create.
Yeah, sure. I think what Nancy just gave an overview was excellent. I think that's the feel that we're trying to go for, is just so there's a little bit more structure on what we're trying to accomplish. And I think something that's really important is that youth ambassadors know that they can like lean on either like one mentor or several different mentors to try to accomplish their project, because that was the reason why they were chosen to be a youth ambassador, is that they're passionate about a cause, specifically a sustainable development goal that they want to tackle. And then they want to follow through with the project. So I think that going back to that idea is really important. And I think that, I'm like very open to helping out in any way possible. I'm certainly like not done with my project, but I know that I would be happy to like support in any way. And I'm also, I know Krishnam is taking over social media.
Yay!
And I'll be kind of helping out with making sure that youth ambassadors are fulfilling those requirements, including like myself, of course.
Great. Krishnam, how's it going with the social media, by the way? I know this wasn't on our agenda necessarily, but
Kelly, that's for later.
Okay. So Krishnam, we're going to call on you later. Thank you. We'll put it on later. Thank you.
Promise. We can tell you.
Promise later.
And then, so the end of this new business, the other thing is I wanted to tell you about Friends with Chime In. It's an idea that we had, because we had some people who are youth ambassadors, then they kind of transform, they go to the next step and it's mentorship. But some people don't quite fall into that category and they don't quite fall into the youth ambassador category. So we're calling them Friends of Chime In. And they're people like my friend Kelly, or not Kelly, I'm sorry, Kelly on the brain. My friend Carrie, she's gone and built schools in Africa, and she's done all sorts of help, worked with the poor and orphanages, and she's done amazing things around the globe. She wants to be involved, but she doesn't necessarily fall into a youth. She's older than I am. She's not in the youth category, and she hasn't been in the program, so she can't mentor per se, but she's a friend for sure, and she's getting our information. She wants doing it. Oh, there she is. Kelly. And she's walking like a terrible horse. Can you see that? She's moving like.
Can you guys hear me?
Okay.
Sorry, now we're going. What was the last thing? I heard you talking about your friend and friends have chimed in.
Yes. So now we're on to old business. And I was just going to say, if you could tell us a tidbit of what's happening with Project Bright Light,
yes.
That would be great.
Yep. So one very exciting thing is that we finally received the actual check from iSelect. So, and it turns out to be more than we thought. We thought it was going to that it would turn into about 12,000 US, but it's closer to 15,000.
It is exactly.
It's exactly 15,000.
Yay!
So yay! Very, very exciting. I mean, I feel like it's a big deal in and of itself, but it's also symbolic of more to come. I mean, I think investors and people that make contributions, they always want to know if somebody else has already done it so that they're not the first. And it gives them confidence, especially once that they see that it's been well spent. So now I've been having all kinds of conversations with the mother of Marilyn Delby about the specific needs that Marilyn has for going to school next year. So I have a pretty good idea of the specifics. And then I'm in touch with Mildred Espinosa. We just need to have
we actually have from Mildred two different schools and costs. Yeah.
Right. So we also additionally have two schools and costs that so we could potentially get a lot more students from Guatemala if we choose to go there. I think one action step is to create a subcommittee of people that want to be a part of Project Bright Light so we can steer what goes on next now that we have this money that we can do something with. It's very exciting. Do we want to focus on a particular region? Do we really want to have just a couple representatives, have a couple kids from Guatemala, or do we want to go to other places? So we want to do that, but it's an exciting place to be. Mm. So we're making progress on Project Bright Light. So woohoo, yay for that.
And then the piece. Are you not done there?
I'm done for now. Zip it.
Okay. So the next piece would be, where are we with India? Krishnam, Kelly, what do you got?
Well, I know we've been going back and forth with Sister Jenna. So Nancy, you've put in some communication with Sister Jenna's person, Antonia. What's the latest with that?
I've sent them emails and let them know that we're really excited because they had said they were going to kind of go over all of our stuff and then determine how it best fits and how they can work themselves into it. And so we've been just trying to get another phone call with them. And as I've reached out to them, they haven't quite responded back yet.
So just a little piece of, I know that, and Sister Jenna said this is, they were coming into their busy time. She said, you have permission to quote unquote ride me on this. Like,
oh, good. I would need that because I'm not a bugaboo.
She said to bug because she wants to do this. So it's exciting that, and I wish that there was an easier
way. Bug her.
Bug her. Okay. She said to ride her, bug her. And that means Antonia, her assistant too, because they're maxed out. But she also said this is something that they want to do. Krishnam, what about you? Anything on India?
Yeah, right now, nothing has gone really much with that. I took a little back step from that because I took a new role, which I'm in. So it's not like I'm taking it away. It's just like I'm trying to see if I can enroll Leanne and Mariah, who are interested in working with me, see if they can put more effort. It's not like they're not putting effort. It's just that we've been in lack of communication for a few months. They've been very busy with their work. So I felt like maybe involving them in the process of finding a organization will be much more better on mine because I don't want to put too much on my hands.
Okay.
So let me just suggest, if I may, if you are, I would imagine if I was Leanne or Mariah, if you are passionate about it, they will rally around you because you're kind of the point person. So, saying, like, I really want to involve you guys. I need partnership in this. Can you show up for these, for a call? When would work for you? I'm sure you would hear back from them. Text is good for both of them. So I think we just need to write it. One thing I want to say in general, I heard once, and I think this is so true, that the agenda of any group, any organization, is to not do the agenda. It's human nature to get excited and then fall off. It's human nature to not necessarily want to complete stuff. It's hard. It's hard to stick with something. It's a hero's journey, which is why we use this context. So it's we build in the fact that there's going to be resistance to the journey every step of the way. And there will be moments of like, woohoo, oh my God, this is so flowing. It's awesome. But that's not the norm. Mostly it's kind of like, just stick with it and just keep going and just don't stop and generate the juice by finding other people that can remind you of why you're doing it. So it's important to have those allies. We're in the stage of the hero's journey that is about the allies and how vital it is to have the people that you can check in with on a regular basis and know that the enemies that Joseph Campbell talks about in this stage, mostly the enemies are in our own mind. That our saboteur, the part of us that says we can't do it, or there's not enough time, or they're not calling me back, or it's not working. It's like, just stick with the allies, like focus on the energy that does move you forward and totally let go of the thoughts, even in your own mind, that hold you back. It's an important stage of the journey, and it's normal that there's kind of like a, what are we doing? You just keep flowing. I mean, you'll pop your way through. So I hope that's helpful, Krishnam. I know you've got a lot going on, but I want to see you be successful. How can Nancy and I be supportive of your journey?
I mean, you already have been supportive by, you know, helping me out with and giving me advice. I think just being there, my hand, and being able to, if I ever need to reach out, text you, you're there to answer it. Like, that's already immensely helpful. My hope is that I'll get in contact with Mariah and Leanne and see if we can re-engage our energy back into this and generate some momentum. Great. And do something. So.
Great. Thanks, Krishnam. Okay.
It's a good time to ask Krishnam about what he's doing, because now we can open up and hear about everybody's lives.
All right. Oh, nice. Okay. So,
Krishnam. Yes, now we're going to ask.
We know that you're going to Ecuador in a week. And what about do you want to check in? And maybe we'd love to hear about where you're at with your documentary project too. If you can hear me.
Oops, with your what? What did you say?
Documentary?
Aha.
Yeah. So I decided, I contacted a person, I think is Juana Casa Cuevas, Junior's friend.
Oh, and
also, yeah, Aron. And I contacted him, and then I contacted another Junior who is a photographer. But anyways, the point is that I'm going to see if I can make a promotional kind of video for Chime In. And I've been talking to Dana last week and telling him that I have so much footage from all this trip, and I just feel like it's just there, like it hasn't been used or anything. And I'm trying to see if we can put it all together. But it won't be just about our trip in December. It will also be the kind of like the small things that each youth ambassador does individually that is like being like a change maker. Like we know what Janila is doing, but like it's only we know them. It's like not the rest of the world. And the point is that to unveil the stories of these young youth ambassadors that, like, you know, are doing some remarkable work, very inspiring. And I feel like I want to create this as an inspirational kind of promotional video of Chime In, showing what we truly are up to as individuals and then as a group.
Awesome. Oh my God. So can I just chime in about what you just said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting inspired. Krishnam, you're totally inspiring me. It's a little scary. Okay.
You're totally allowed, man.
What?
You're totally allowed.
I'm totally allowed. Now we're off the agenda, so I can.
Well, no, this is the part where they're supposed to talk and you're supposed to respond. So.
I'm supposed to respond. Okay, so. Yay, I like being on track with my inspiration when it schedules perfectly. So one thing is, I feel like our idea Nancy, me, Priyanka, we've had a lot of behind the scenes conversations about the structure of Chime In, and I'm so excited about that. And I'm fully aware that sometimes what we think is the structure might be steps in the right direction, but something better might show up. And if that something better shows up, then let's make room for it. And one of the things that I feel is really important to what we're doing is our videos, the videos of each youth ambassador, because they are symbolic. And I'm being a dream person, I'm very much into symbols. A video is symbolic of the fact that you've come to the point in your life where you're crystallizing your idea about what you're putting out there, and you're ready to like hang your shingle, you're ready to tell the world about it, ready to get energy that's going to make it happen. It's like you're throwing your hat over the wall and saying, I'm committed, I'm doing this. And leading up to the video, there's all this like, oh, what am I doing? But by the time, it's like having your final exam. It's like you put it out there, you put it on the line, and then it sets something in motion. So the video is important. But here's the thing. My idea up until this moment was that we should, everybody, all the youth ambassadors, and Nancy, you and I should probably make our own video too, just to be in solidarity with them.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I thought everybody should do their own video, like their own selfie video, like the way that Janila did such an, I mean, and Priyanka, you guys have made some really cool videos on your own, but wouldn't it be cool, Krishnam, since you're our resident documentarian, that's your new title, by the way, in addition to social media guru, if you were part of the interview process with these youth ambassadors, with our team, maybe it could serve your documentary while serving our purposes for the website simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Because right. I think in some way, like Janila, let me know, you tell me this. Is it easier for you to do your own selfie video, or would you rather have somebody like Krishnam perhaps interview you and ask you questions and have a conversation about what you're doing, and still you have to have your who, what, why, where, when in your mind before you do that video? But how would you feel? What would you prefer? And I'm totally open to what you're going to say.
The second option.
What?
To have someone.
To have somebody.
The second option.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about you, Priyanka? I mean, you are pretty self-contained. I mean, you do so much like on your own and without needing that. But how would you feel about there being an interview that was filmed, even if it's a Zoom interview or, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think like aesthetically, I think it might be cooler if the youth ambassador did the interview themselves and like their environment. I don't know how well a Zoom call interview would go, especially when you have like two people. Not that I think like Krishnam, like what you've said is like really powerful, but if you're like facilitating the interview, it might be like a little difficult. But I think mm-hmm. it's really cool when you have like the youth ambassador in their element, where I know Krishnam did his video like in our like backyard.
Right.
So like it's like when people are like in their space
and like they Janila's. Can like
really. Yeah, exactly. Like speak freely rather than like an interview, like questionnaire yeah. thing.
No, I think what we're having is that we're having two distinct conversations about right now. So I think the interview part where we introduce ourselves applying to Youth Ambassador has to be like in our YouTube channel. Like each ambassador has to have one introducing themselves and what they're passionate about. But in terms of what I'm trying to create in like the next 2 months is not really related to like an interview style, but more about just them taking footage, raw footage of what they're doing, and then putting that part of
So maybe then what I'm connecting with is them being in sync with you, and maybe making sure that they're getting. It's like maybe I mean I think you work well when you're connecting with people. So for example, maybe you would talk to Janila and say, could you make sure that you get X, Y, and Z from your environment so that she's not off in a vacuum trying to figure out what it is? I don't know exactly what I'm saying, but I feel like you should be directing in some way or supporting these videos and getting done so that they can serve your documentary as well.
Anyway. Exactly. Yeah. I talked to Dina about that already, and he showed me how to set the person up for success. So that you give them a set of questions, they answer the questions, they have a friend fill them. Like Naomi, for example, just because I'm inspired by what she does, and Kenya, have someone of her friends recording on the phone her with the orphanages, but it's just her doing it. It's not like we sit down and interview. It's like her in action, and then putting that footage into the and putting it all together. And I would write the script of the movie because I actually started writing one already, and then using the script as an outline of the action being took by each ambassador.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So it's like you're there, but you're not there. But you're like even Nancy and I would want to know. What do you want to know from us? If you want to know anything, if you even want us in it, but if you do want us, like, what would you want to know so that we can meet your needs at the same time of meeting our organization's needs? So
yeah,
something like that. Okay.
Actually, anyway, even go ahead, part of the contract. Oh, sorry. Part of the contract is having like video footage, and actually we like specifically put that for that social media piece. For you, Krishnan, because I know that you're like very video savvy. So I think that it's like a great idea if people put that raw footage and then either like send it to you to compile. But anyways, it's part of the contract. So that,
yeah,
I feel as though
they need to do that.
We should like maybe have a deadline. You can create like a deadline or something. I don't know how that would work.
What I'm doing right now is that I'm individually reaching. So I'm just going to bring it up now because Janila, I talked to her 2 days ago, and she's amazing because she was full to integrity of what I told her, and she actually sent me a video this morning of her showing the finished compostable toilet with her dad.
Oh,
wow. It was fabulous because Janila. That's exactly what I wanted. Like I wanted a video of what we have done and putting it into individually what she does, and then you know everything. So it's an action shot on her phone, and it's very easy. We just have each ambassador use their phone, record what they're doing, and then put it all together because we individually what we do, and then holistically we go to all these countries and to work together. So individually we are leaders, but also as a world citizen, we're doing something together, and that's the vision of what we're going to create.
That's great.
Okay, so for me, so now I think I will make some examples because so what I want to do is really long, I think, and big too. So I think I will make first a presentation about what I'm doing, but too, so many other short videos explaining, for example, one video explaining the flower and other, like the connection and the networking, and I will make this some tests and also other things, how is to live, for example, or what we're doing then to in Viracocha with the youth, and the experience that I will have, for example, in other events, I think that will be good too, because in December, for example, if that from Call of the Mountain works, and I will have the youth council again, so I can make some workshop and test with them and also make a video explaining many things that I'm giving my class there. So yeah, that's more part. And the other thing, I just received a message from Monica from Casa Jóvenes.
No, maybe she's sending it. Let me make sure
on here. She's on. Did she say that?
Did you get anything from Monica, Nancy? Is she sending it to me?
She was just on the phone call right now. I saw her, and I was waiting for a break to say, I think, you know, that's Monica. Did you guys see her?
I didn't see it was her. I just saw a phone that was muted.
Yeah, and so she got disconnected. What did she say to you, Janila?
So she said that she needs to go now because something happened, and the rest of the group do. So one is in an event, other two are traveling in this moment, and other you don't sort of miss that yet. But they really still interested and have their own meetings to talking about what is going to happen. And the next Monday, they will have again a call to talk about the next steps. And they're sending the emails and make other connection with other organizations too. So yeah, I'm actually waiting to what gonna be their answer and if we're gonna have another call too, because I mean that will be great to still having them and other youth too and still with this connection. So yeah, still waiting a bit, we'll see.
Great.
And then I think I give your email to Monica, and then she said that she will send the invitation. I don't know if she
I want to make sure that she's sending it to the right email address. So can you give her my easy email just to make sure is kswalden@gmail.com. Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. And also send it to Nancy too, because Nancy is my other brain. When this brain doesn't work, Nancy's brain is my hard drive, my backup drive.
How scary
also,
is that?
Also with Jennifer, so Jennifer has this connection with Jen, with this other brick organization, and Andrea, she made a letter. I think I told you that already, but she said like the balance that they're doing now with us, and what is chiming, and they're presenting that to Jen. Jen is this global liquid bullet network that's huge, and they have also the next gen that is all the other parts of gen from connected from part of you. So Jennifer and speak with Griffin soon too, because he was really busy. He came back to Chile with his project and he had a lot of things to do. But I will see if I can bring him back to another call so that he can show us what he is doing, if maybe he probably will become a mentor too, because he in design and in permaculture and in general in education project, he's really good in it and more on the part of dragon dreaming and planning. So how are we gonna build a project? And
awesome,
Janila. I want to throw this out to you if you can help remind me. Felix Dodds is somebody that I want to bring on as a mentor. He works with the UN, and he is somebody who is one of the main advocates and authors of climate change and advocacy and environmental sustainability and all that jazz. I would love to have him present and connect and see if there's synergy between what Janila's group is doing and what he's doing.
Okay.
Dodds, awesome. So apart from that, you've got great stuff going on. What else? Is there anything else that you want to share personally, Janila, while we've got you? And then it'll be Priyanka's turn. Can you hear me? Oh my God. Am I off on my own?
Hello.